Russia has unveiled a monument to Mikhail Kalashnikov, creator of one of the most famous firearms in the world. The 7.5-meter-tall statue features Kalashnikov holding his famous rifle. Mikhail Kalashnikov was born in a rural area of Russia in 1919. As a boy, Mikhail was interested in making farm equipment. He was born into a farming family, after all. But later, he became a soldier and was injured in World War II. Kalashnikov and some other soldiers decided that the Russian army needed better rifles than those used by the Germans. So Kalashnikov started designing his own. His first weapons were not very good, but in 1947, he designed the weapon that came to be known as the AK-47. It got its name because it was an automatic rifle designed in 1947. An automatic rifle does not have to be loaded by hand after each shot. The weapon gained in popularity because it worked equally well in hot, wet jungles and cold, dry mountains. It was also easy to operate and take care of. Some users can take an AK-47 apart in just 30 seconds. Russia sent the guns to its allies and sold the design to other countries so they could produce their own versions. Some experts think 70 million Kalashnikov rifles have been made. They say the AK-47 and its more modern versions represent 20% of the world's firearms. Both Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Minister of Culture see the AK-47 as important to the identity of Russia. Putin said, "The Kalashnikov rifle is a symbol of the creative genius of our people." While Russian leaders celebrated Kalashnikov's memory with the statue, some activists demonstrated at the event. The protesters said a person who created an instrument of death should not be considered a hero. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, reported one protester calling the statue loathsome and trash. For many years, Kalashnikov stood up for his weapon as a way to defend Russia. He blamed politicians for failing to find peaceful solutions to disputes. "I sleep well," he once said. But a few months before his death in 2013, Kalashnikov expressed second thoughts. He wrote a letter to the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church. In the letter, he asked whether, as the creator of a weapon, he was responsible for the deaths that came from its use. He called his worry unbearable. The church leader said the deaths were not Kalashnikov's fault, but the fault of those who used the rifle with evil intentions. I'm Dan Friedel.